wake up and live. At the Last Supper, Jesus announced, "One of you shall betray me." Judas Iscariot's pride and easy lust after material things was obvious to Jesus because he continuously searched his heart. Still, after 3 years of intensive training, his 11 disciples could not detect Judas's lack of moral fortitude. They were still living in the shallows of human emotions and passions, fooled by appearances, insufficient food, raging seas, sick bodies, political threats, and long, fear-filled nights. They were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" Because mortal mind was controlling them, they were blind to Jesus' prophetic mission. One by one, they would all betray their master for a time, burying him in their own terrible depression. When will humanity choose not to focus on appearances and attend to the higher things of God? Jesus asked, "Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" Mesmeric dullness had gotten their attention, and nothing but the appearance of Jesus' living body could waken them out of their downward spiral. Is mankind faring any better today? This material world is even now becoming the arena for conflicting forces. On one side, there will be discord and dismay. On the other side, there will be science and peace. Are we focused on conflicting forces? Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof? Or are we focusing on, "I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world, unto the end of our perilous beliefs"? Search the reins and heart first. Science and peace is not a choice. There is nothing else.